One of the things that stops small business owners from creating marketing content consistently is this feeling of being uninspired, of having no idea what to say in the first place. If you can relate to this, you are in good company. So many of us struggle with knowing what our marketing content should actually be about. But I am here to help. I have come up with 100 prompts that you can use to guide your marketing, from your social media posts to your emails to your longer form content. I guarantee that these prompts will get you inspired and that you'll have more ideas than you even know what to do with. You can download this list of 100 marketing prompts for free at makinggoodpodcast.com/100prompts. That's makinggoodpodcast.com/100prompts. Welcome back to Making Good, the podcast for small businesses who want to make a big impact. I'm your host, Lauren Tilden, and I am so happy you're here. This week on the podcast is a special 10-part podcast series that I'm airing on the private podcast that's part of Making Good Happen, my membership. But as a holiday/New Year's gift to you, I decided I would share it with you, my Making Good podcast family, as well. Episodes in this series will be released every single weekday, Monday through Friday, from December 25th through January 5th. Each short and sweet episode will include some guidance as well as a short exercise for you to go through. By the end of this series, you will have reviewed 2023, dreamt up your ideal 2024, and created a plan to get there. And bonus, I have created a free workbook that you can use to work through these exercises. Head to makinggoodpodcast.com/2024, that's 2024, to get your copy and get going. Here is today's episode from this 10-part series on ringing in 2024. We are on our second to last day of the 10-part series on wrapping up 2023 and planning 2024. Woohoo! If this is your first time tuning in for a while, you're going to want to start with the first episode from last week, part one of this series, to get the whole process. Today, we're going to plan out our next month. That would be January, if you're listening to this as it comes out. We've done quite a bit of work over the past couple of weeks identifying our North Star goal, strategies, and specific tasks we've committed to doing in order to move the needle in our businesses. Now, we're going to look at the quarter ahead. That's Q1 of 2024, if you're listening to this in real time. So we're going to be looking at and making our task list for each week, the months of January, February, and March 2024. My suggestion is to start by giving yourself a blank to-do list for each week of the next 12 weeks. So a task list for the week of January 1st, a task list for the week of January 8th, for the week of January 15th, etc. Once you have a week view, and again, I like to do this on paper, you're going to need to look at two things. First, look at the tasks that you've committed to doing on a consistent basis, those tasks that are moving you toward your North Star goal. Remind yourself that your North Star goal is the priority here. So we want to put those tasks into your task list first and keep them in a position of importance and priority. Whatever your consistent specific tasks are that you came up with in part 7 of this series, put those in. We're going to block those in as non-negotiables. Extra credit if they actually get reserved time on your real calendar so that you know that they are going to happen. Next, we also want to reference that annual calendar that we made in part 8 to see if there are any projects, promotions, or other specific tasks that you need to add to your list for the next few weeks in the next 3 months. So let's look at an example. Maybe you're switching email platforms and you want to do that in January. Add the specific tasks that are involved in switching email platforms and assign each subtask to a week to get that done. For example, maybe step one in changing email platforms is to do some research on the different options. You would want to assign that as a task for a certain week or even a certain day. Maybe the next task is to reach out to a small business friend who's a pro at email and ask them for advice. Schedule that onto a task list too. The next step might be to export your list from your current provider, schedule that to a specific week, etc. After this, it is time to think about other tasks that need to get done in your business that you already know about. Of course, other things are going to come up, but if you know them now, let's add them to the task list already. Things like creating products, creating something new, creating marketing content, etc. This all generally needs to get done consistently, so if you know about some of those activities now, add them in. The point of approaching your week planning in this way is that we are putting the things in there first that are related to our North Star goal, so that those always stay at a top priority instead of getting moved to the bottom of the list. Yes, other tasks are going to come up. Other tasks are going to need to get done, but the first priority needs to be those tasks that will move us toward that big North Star goal. Don't let it fall to the bottom of your to-do list and just not happen. It's so easy for that to happen, but please don't do that. So to keep this planning process going, I would recommend that you schedule in some planning time every month to go through this exact process of getting back in touch with your primary goals, asking yourself what needs to happen this quarter or next quarter to move us toward them, and then putting those activities in first before filling it with all of the other tasks that inevitably come up. I have one more tip to offer you here, and let me tell you, this is golden. This could really make or break it for you. Set a low bar. Put way less on your to-do list each day or each week than you think you could get done. It is amazing how life sneaks up on us, how we get interrupted and things go off track. If you get ahead, you can always do more than is actually on your list, but it is super powerful to set yourself up for success by actually being able to make sure you can check things off your list. So, there you have part 9 of our 10-part planning process. We have made our plans. We have our weekly task list moving forward. Now it is time to talk about how to actually stick with it. We will talk about that tomorrow. Okay, so that was today's episode in this 10-part Ringing in 2024 series. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, you might want to check out Making Good Happen, my membership, where we have an episode that comes out every single weekday, Monday through Friday, all year long. So again, you can get the free workbook for these exercises at makinggoodpodcast.com/2024. This episode was produced and edited by Corinne Monaco of Just Peachy Illustration. Thank you for being here and for focusing on making a difference with your small business. Talk to you next time.